Shut up and sit down.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Wham, bam! What the fuck just happened?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential newsletter to log the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Andidas. Let's get to it. It's September 25th, 2017. Welcome to Day 249. First up, Bill Cassidy and Lindsey Graham have revised their healthcare proposal. The new proposal includes more funding for Alaska, Arizona, Kentucky, and Maine, the home states of Lisa Murkowski, John McCain, Rand Paul, and Susan Collins, all of whom have either been opposed or reluctant to supporting the bill. Rand Paul reiterated his opposition to the revised healthcare bill.
This is a bad idea. It's not repeal. If they narrow the focus to the things we all agree on, expanding health savings accounts, giving governors more freedom through waivers, slowing down the rate of growth of an outrageous or out of control entitlement spending, sure, I'd be for that. But I'm just not for this block granting concept.
Collins says she was all but certain to oppose the proposal.
It's very difficult for me to envision a scenario where I would end up voting for this bill.
On Friday, John McCain came out against the earlier form of the bill. Murkowski, who voted against the previous repeal bill in July, hasn't announced her position. Ted Cruz says he doesn't support the bill and suggested that Mike Lee also opposes it.
So last week they took our edits and we said if you take these edits, we're a yes. They took our edits, and then a day later, they removed our edits. But right now, they don't have my vote.
A vote must occur this week before protections against a Democratic filibuster expire. No votes from three of the 52 GOP senators would kill the bill. Next up, Trump has expanded his travel ban, restricting visitors from eight countries as his revised ban expires. The Washington Post, NBC News, and The New York Times are reporting that starting October 18th, the new order indefinitely bans almost all travel to the U.S. from eight countries: Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, Yemen, Chad, North Korea, and Venezuela. Next up, Politico, The New York Times, and The Washington Post are reporting that Jared Kushner used a private email account through his first 9 months in the White House. He used the account to trade emails with senior White House officials and outside advisors. At times, Steve Bannon and Reince Priebus also used private email accounts to correspond with Kushner. During the campaign, Trump routinely attacked Hillary Clinton for using a personal email account to handle government business when she was Secretary of State. Next, the Washington Post reports that Homeland Security has notified 21 states that they have been targeted by Russian government hackers during the 2016 election campaign. Hackers penetrated computer systems in a handful of states, but there is no evidence that hacker tampered with actual voting machines. The DHS is leaving it to individual states to publicize whether or not they have been targeted. However, officials have confirmed that Alabama, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Maryland, Minnesota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Wisconsin, and Washington State were among those targeted. Next, the New York Times, CNN, and Politico are reporting that North Korea has accused Trump of declaring war, saying it has, quote, every right to make countermeasures, including the right to shoot down U.S. strategic bombers, even if they are not yet inside the airspace border of our country, end quote. The North's assertions that the U.S. has declared war comes 2 days after Trump tweeted that, quote, Little Rocket Man and North Korea won't be around much longer. This while the Air Force flew B-1B Lancer bombers and F-15C Eagle fighter escorts in international airspace near North Korea. The North's foreign minister said that the question of who would be around much longer will be answered by North Korea. Last week, White House aides repeatedly warned Trump not to personally attack the North Korean leader during his United Nations speech, saying insulting Kim Jong-un in such a prominent venue could irreparably escalate tensions. Ignoring this advice, Trump went ahead and said that the U.S. may have to totally destroy North Korea.
The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
Next up, Politico reports Tom Price will stop using taxpayer-funded travel on private jets, pending a formal review by his department's inspector general. The Health and Human Service Secretary has spent more than $400,000 on at least 24 private charter jets since May. More than 200 football players, coaches, and team owners sat, knelt, or raised their fists in defiance during the national anthem on Sunday after Trump called for NFL teams to suspend or fire players who protested the anthem. Several teams stayed in their locker rooms during the anthem. This is what Trump said at a rally on Friday night in Huntsville, Alabama.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired!
Later, Trump tweeted, if NFL fans refuse to go to games until players stop disrespecting our flag and country, you will see change take place fast. Fire or suspend, end quote. He then added that NFL attendance and ratings are way down. Boring games, yes, but many stay away because they love our country. League should back U.S. Trump Jr. then attacked Roger Goodell after the NFL commissioner released a statement criticizing Trump's comments, saying, quote, if only Roger Goodell cared as much about domestic abuse and traumatic brain injury as he does about disrespecting America. Finally, Steve Mnuchin defended Trump's comments, saying that players, quote, have the right to have the First Amendment off the field. But that's not all. Trump also disinvited the Golden State Warriors from the traditional White House visit due to Steph Curry's public opposition to him, saying, quote, Curry is hesitating, therefore invitation is withdrawn. Sticking up for Curry and the Warriors, LeBron James called Trump a bum, tweeting that going to the White House was a great honor until you showed up. And now to the polls. CBS News poll shows 52% of Americans disapprove of the Graham Cassidy healthcare bill. 20% said they approved of the Republican legislation aimed at repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, while 28% didn't have an opinion. ABC News poll shows 86% of Americans support DACA, the residency program for undocumented immigrants who arrived in the United States as children. 62% also oppose Trump's demand for a wall on the U.S. border with Mexico. A CNN poll shows 29% of Americans hold a favorable view of the Republican Party, down 13 points since March. The previous low point for the GOP was 30% back in 2013 following the shutdown of the government over Obamacare, and in 1998 in the wake of the House approving two articles of impeachment against then-President Bill Clinton. Finally, a Washington Post poll shows 72% of Americans trust military generals more than Donald Trump when it comes to North Korea. 42% trust Trump, quote, not at all, while 67% oppose a preemptive strike by the U.S. on North Korea. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com to get the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.